This is episode number 7 of the SWGA Sports Podcast for the week of January 11th, 2016, recorded on Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Welcome to episode number 7 of the SWGA Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Walter Johnson, and the focus of this episode of the SWGA Sports Podcast will be on several recent coaching changes involving coaches from the Southwest Georgia area. So, not much time to waste. So, let's get started. And, of course, Kirby Smart, who grew up in Bainbridge, Georgia, and played for the Bainbridge Bearcats in the secondary way back when, during the 90s, is now officially the head football coach at the University of Georgia, and that came just within hours after the Alabama Crimson Tide knocked off Clemson 45-40 to win the college football playoff national championship. And it's the Crimson Tide's fourth national championship in the last 7 years, and that's amazing stuff. And Smart's main task will be to get the Georgia Bulldogs to where Alabama is right now. We're in their position to constantly compete for national championships, and win SEC championships. Something that the Bulldogs haven't done in over a decade. And the Dogs' last SEC title came back in 2005. And the Dogs fell to West Virginia in the 2006 Sugar Bowl. And that Sugar Bowl was moved to the Georgia Dome in Atlanta because Hurricane Katrina had put the Louisiana Superdome, now the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, right underwater. And like I mentioned earlier, Kirby Smart played his high school football at Bainbridge High School in a down in Bainbridge, some 60 miles southwest of Albany, and some 30, close to 40 miles northwest of Tallahassee. Maybe got a good 40 plus or so miles southeast of Dothan, Alabama. So Bainbridge is kind of like in a central position. And the head coach for Bainbridge was Sonny Smart. And head coach of the Bearcats back in the early to mid 90s, and then left and played at the University of Georgia, and played the defensive back right in the secondary, and then right after leaving Georgia, he started out as an administrative assistant, and ironically, he had 2 years as coaching the defense at Valdosta State, as a secondary coach, the defensive backs, and then the defensive coordinator in 2000 and 2001, respectively. And then spent a couple of years at Florida State as a graduate assistant in 2004 at LSU, and one stint at UGA as the running backs coach, and then a brief stint in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins, and in Alabama as the assistant head coach and defensive backs coach. And for the previous 8 seasons, he was the defensive coordinator for the Crimson Tide, and was played a huge, huge role in getting the Tide to win those 4 national championships over the last 7 seasons. So it'll be interesting to see it'll be interesting to see if Georgia can get back to those winning ways that they had under former head coach Mark Richt, who was let go to become go and then only to become the head coach at the University of Miami down in Florida. And that's where Richt is an alumnus of the University of Miami. So it'll be interesting to see what happens you know what Kirby Smart can do with helping Georgia, help lead Georgia back to those glory days under Vince Dooley, when winning SEC titles was a norm in the early 80s. And I think the real key is how many recruits he can bring into the state, and not only bring into the state, but keep them there, for during their careers, and also to graduate them and graduate those players. And we're gonna move right along. And I mentioned earlier that Kirby Smart was assistant at Ballast State. And speaking of VSU, and David Dean has left the Blazers after coaching them for 9 years, winning 79 games, 2 NCAA Division II national championships. And under Dean, and VSU reached the NCAA Division II playoffs 6 times. And not only that, Dean was named the AFCA, or the American Football Coaches Association, Division II Coach of the Year twice. And that's twice. And Dean has left to become the staff, to join the staff, I should say, at Georgia Southern University. And the new head coach there is Tyson Summers, who is a native of Tifton, Georgia, deep down in South Georgia. And former Valdosta head coach, Valdosta High School head coach, I should say, Rance Gillespie, will also be a part of that staff at Valdosta. And obviously Gillespie is no stranger to Statesboro or to Georgia Southern. And 3 years there at Georgia Southern, Gillespie was the offensive coordinator, 2007, 2008, 2009, and he became the Wildcats head coach in 2010, and went 49-20 in 6 years coaching Valdosta High, and he reached the state playoffs in each of Gillespie's 6 seasons, and but could only get as far as the quarterfinals in his first season in 2010. And Dean, like I mentioned earlier, and spent the 9 years at Valdosta State, won 79 games, and became the winningest head coach this past in VSU history this past season. So, very interesting to see what's going to happen there. And Tyson Summers was named the Georgia Southern head coach on December 20th, so in about a month, so it'll be next Thursday, I think next Wednesday, January 20th will mark exactly 1 month since Tyson Summers was named the head coach, and Summers replaces Willie Fritz, who resigned to take over the head coaching job at Tulane University down in New Orleans. And Georgia Southern went 9-4, coming off its first ever bowl win, just their second full season as a member of the NCAA Division I Football Bowl Subdivision, or the FBS, which was, and for those old school college football fans that are listening, and that's the current football bowl subdivision, or FBS, it was NCAA Division I-A, and was named as such from 1978 to right near the end of the 2006 season. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Gillespie and Dean will fit into the mix, as Georgia Southern tries to make it back-to-back bowl appearances in 2016. And on that, and one more thing before we go, and Ty Lee, who helped lead the Colquitt County Packers to back-to-back state championships in Georgia High School Association Class 6A, and announced he was going to sign with Georgia Southern. And he played a big role in helping lead the pack to back-to-back to those back-to-back state championships. So that'll be another interesting thing with a South Georgia head coach with South Georgia ties. It'll be interesting to see, signing players like Ty Lee and other players from that part of the state, and as well as other portions of the state. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a role recruiting will play, recruiting in Georgia, as well as this part of the state will play, whether or not Georgia Southern can take that next step, not only make it back-to-back bowl appearances, but will win their first ever Sun Belt Conference Championship. And on that note, that's going to wrap up episode number 7 at the SWGA Sports Podcast. And as always, you can find the SWGA Sports Podcast online at SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com. That's SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com, all one word. And on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thank you for listening.